All right, you hear crisscross applesauce. It's 9:40 on a Tuesday, and you say, oh, yes, it's time for our segment with SaleSportTalk.com. Once again, SaleSportTalk.com, not sports, SaleSportTalk.com and SaleSportTalk.com. Let me get it right. Live radio, Rick Tittle with Karen Lyle, who always co-hosts this segment with me. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great, Rick, and I'm really glad you got that talk.com down. That was wonderful.
All right. We're very happy to be joined again by Chris Childers, director of Treasure Island Sailing Center, and he's here to talk about, well, let's just get right to it, Chris. The horrific headlines that most of America woke up to, something that especially people who live in places like this where we drive across seven bridges every day, what happened with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore and a cargo ship hitting it and a collapse. So what is your sort of impression on all that?
Hey, guys. Good to be with you. Man, yeah, how heartbreaking is that? I sort of just read that headline again. I come over the Bay Bridge 5 days a week, and I'd be lying if that kind of thing, you know, doesn't jump out to me once in a while as a scary thought. Really feeling for everybody in Baltimore. I know that there's still a couple people missing here. You know, wow, heartbreaking.
It is. And Chris, you're on Treasure Island, which was actually built, and we had the Golden Gate International Exposition when the two Bay Bridges were announced and opened up for everybody. So we have, you know, we are dependent here in the Bay Area upon bridges, and you are sailing under bridges all the time. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now with your program with the Treasure Island Sailing Center.
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit community sailing center out here on Treasure Island, focused on youth, but we got programs for everybody out here. Like you say, we're sort of right in the shadow of the Bay Bridge. It's funny that we're starting talking about, you know, sailing under bridges here. One of our favorite things to do is to send our kids on a graduation sail. If they can sail out underneath the Bay Bridge, see the famous troll that's welded up under one of the towers there, and sail back, you know, that's a pretty reasonable indication that these kids are learning their skills. They're self-sufficient out there on the water. We're having a great time doing it. Thousands of kids every year in our programs, not to mention 1,200 kids a year in our field trip program with SFUSD. Really firing on all cylinders out here.
I grew up in the 70s going to the Oaks Club with my dad at Treasure Island, him being a former lieutenant commander in the Navy, and every once in a while having a pancake breakfast, whatever, in Alameda on an aircraft carrier. And so I always really liked Treasure Island. It, you know, it features in the Kane Mutiny as well. But I went there the other day just to see the progress, and everything between basically the welcome booth all the way back to that housing has been raised. Now there's a tall building. You've got a ferry there. And now when you get on the bridge, it winds you up by where you guys are on Yerba Buena Island and places where the Coast Guard, you could never go before. Can you just talk about some of the huge wholesale changes going on out there?
Yeah, it's real big. So obviously San Francisco in general, but Treasure Island specifically, a lot of construction. We're kind of going to be the hot new neighborhood in town. There's a lot of our San Francisco's housing requirements are going to be actualized on Treasure Island. So you're absolutely right. There's a ton of construction out here. It's quite the maze. I suppose one of my go-to sayings these days is that pressure makes diamonds. We're definitely feeling it out here. We're feeling the pressure from some of this development. We're seeing new parts of the island as we're coming on and off. So that's been a little fun, too. One of the great bits for us, though, is it's not really tremendously affecting our programs. We're going to be able to operate throughout development. We're obviously going to have to change a couple of things. Our footprint is going to be a little bit different a couple different times, but we're going to make it through. We're really excited to be part of a hot new neighborhood with lots of new neighbors, and it's really exciting out here.
You know, Chris, speaking of the troll under the bridge on the East Bay Bridge, which I've seen several times, you have to kind of angle just at the right angle to be able to see that troll under the bridge. And do you want to describe that troll to us and how you teach your students to see it, because they're going to be in really small boats going under the bridge looking for it?
Yeah, totally. So for anybody who doesn't know the story of this, the old Bay Bridge, the temporary one after the 89 quake, had some of the welders put a little troll up under the bridge close to Yerba Buena Island. And when they made the new bridge that is there now, they took that same old troll and placed it up there. You're absolutely right, Karen. It's kind of hard to see. It's one of those things that, you know, like the Pirates of the Caribbean, if you don't know it's there, you'll probably never find it on your own. So we actually take that to heart. One of the things we do with our kiddos is on some powerboat time or kayak time, we try to get the kids to see it in a low stakes environment, in a stable environment from a powerboat beforehand. They got the map in their heads. And then once they develop their skills enough, they think they can go check it out on their own. They already know where to look. So you're right. It's definitely not the easiest thing to find. So we try to give them all the help they can before they go try it on their own.
You think about like where our studios are here in San Francisco. We're right by Telegraph Hill, and we always heard that they took the rocks and dirt from Telegraph Hill to make Treasure Island for the Worldwide Expo, and they thought at one point maybe it would be San Francisco International Airport back when there were biplanes. But what about the thing like Yerba Buena, solid as a rock, and then Treasure Island, basically, you're floating rocks. I mean, just the dichotomy of those two natural sort of and unnatural land masses there.
Yeah, it's definitely a striking difference there. So that's one of the things that we're really thankful for, that all this development is taken care of. The nice euphemism they used is land remediation. But basically what they're doing is all the landfill that Treasure Island is made of, they put a dirt pile on top, they shake the ground and wick the water out, and all of that compacts the land. They're also in the process of adding some more soil to compensate for sea level rise. So they're doing a whole lot of work such that some brand new buildings can crop up here in the future. Hopefully ours one day too.
Well, and Chris, I know the Ohelani Indians were the original inhabitants of Yerba Buena Island, and I do feel to mention that some of the sacred burial grounds from Yerba Buena were used for Treasure Island, and so Treasure Island Museum has a tribute to the Ohelani Indians. Do you teach the kids anything about the history of the island when they're, I know you have these times when you're sailing and there's some moments when there's time to talk.
Yeah, great point there, Karen. We do a lot. I'm a big fan of, people who enjoy wine will know the word terroir, but a different word is placefulness. Sailing on the San Francisco Bay is really special. Sailing has been happening here for a long time, all the way back to the Ohelonis. So we get to talk about it with our instructional lessons a lot, but we really highlight it in our field trip for San Francisco fourth graders. We bring classrooms out at a time completely for free. And one of the lessons we teach them is maritime engineering history. And we learn about all the different peoples that have used and played and recreated and fished on San Francisco Bay, including the Coast Miwok and the Ohelonis. And we've been able to sort of show how the natural vegetation around here, the tule reeds, enabled those peoples to get on the water and search for crabs and oysters and all the stuff that we get to eat today too. It's really important to be able to connect what we're doing and the land we're on to folks who have used it in the past. I thank you for asking. That's an awesome question.
I think a lot of people who aren't from the Bay Area think that the water is coming into gate, and we know that the water is going out the gate. So when you're sort of positioned right there where San Francisco Bay meets San Pablo Bay meets the water rushing out of the gate, what's it like when you put to sail? Are you automatically pulled south, north, west? How does it work?
Our cove is actually pretty convenient that we're really out of the currents there. So we've got, I call it one of the best learning grounds for youth sailing in the whole world. But to your point, if you want, you can turn left from our dock and you are immediately, let's see, right now we're on our way to a high tide. So if I'm going with the currents, I'm headed over to Alameda this morning, but can probably turn right around Yerba Buena and make it to the gate if I really need to. We're really at the center of the nexus here. It's pretty special.
You know, Chris, I know that you sailed out the Golden Gate many times, and in an ebb tide with a strong current, you can't get back in because the current is pulling you so much to get out. What do you have any stories about going out the Golden Gate, in one of those conditions?
Thankfully, no. I have always told my friends that sort of the most important thing you bring with you on a sailboat ride in San Francisco Bay is a tide and current manual. I'm going to knock on wood several times here. I have been very observant of the tides and currents, and I only go out the gate when I know that I'm going to be able to make it back in, or I can kill time until the current allows me to come back in. So plans have all gone well so far. Knock, knock.
All right. Great stuff once again from Chris Childers, director of Treasure Island Sailing Center, right here under the confluence, if you like, of our Bay Bridges. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick and Karen. Good to hear from you guys. Talk soon.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Karen, good stuff once again, and we'll see you next week.